SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
My name is Sarah Malik, and welcome to Great Minds, a podcast featuring calming and inspiring meditation practices from around the world. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the lands I'm recording from and pay my respects to the Cammeraygal people and their elders past and present. I also acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands you're listening from. Today, teacher Wallace Lee will guide us through a Tibetan meditation called Tonglen, which is based on giving and receiving compassion. This episode is focused on offering compassion towards yourself.
Today, I'll be guiding you through a self-tonglen practice, a practice of self-compassion. Tonglen is a Tibetan word that means giving and receiving, or sending and taking. In the practice of Tonglen, we take on pain, suffering, and discomfort out of a feeling of compassion. And out of love, we give out well-being, happiness, and everything that is needed. We take on all kinds of physical suffering and mental anxiety, fear, resentment, anger, rage, loneliness, and all kinds of neurotic feelings. And we give out whatever is needed, especially happiness, health, well-being of any kind. This sending and receiving is aligned with our breath. In calm and abiding practice, we merely placed our attention on the breath. We breathe in sufferings, and we breathe out happiness or pleasure. So instead of closing off, through this practice of breathing in sufferings, breathing in discomfort, we learn to be comfortable with our uncomfortableness. We reverse our usual tendency of avoiding suffering and seeking pleasure. In the process, we become liberated from our patterns of selfishness. The more we can do that, the more we can be present when there are painful things going on, and the less damaging they can be to us. So let's begin. Let's establish a good meditation posture. If you are sitting on a chair, make sure that your feet touch the floor. Place your hands gently on your lap. Your shoulders are relaxed. Your gaze softened. The most important thing is to keep your back straight. Breathe naturally to the flow of your breath, leaving your mouth slightly open. There's a sense of dignity and ease in how you sit, like a mountain. In Tibetan Buddhism, there are the three noble principles for any practice: good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end. We begin with establishing our good intention. Here, it is to increase our compassion, to turn our compassion towards ourselves, so that our lives may be more beneficial. If we look into our heart, we can get in touch with the wish to be free from suffering, the wish to be happy. This is something that we all deserve, just like all others deserve to be happy. So let's take a few deep breaths and allow your mind to settle. Just be aware of how you feel right now. For a moment or two, just let everything drop away. Simply remain spacious without thinking about anything. Let all the thoughts, emotions drift away into the background. Remember that we're not trying to close off from anything. We're simply aware. Let's begin with an environmental Tonglen practice. We all know how the moods and the atmosphere of our mind have a great hold on us. So sit with the mind and feel its mood and its atmosphere. If you feel your mood is uneasy or the atmosphere is dark, then as you breathe in, mentally absorb what is unwholesome. And as you breathe out, mentally give out calm, clarity, and joy. And slowly purify and heal the atmosphere and environment of your mind. Slowly purify and heal the atmosphere and environment of your mind. Now we turn our attention towards our breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. As we breathe in, we imagine that we're breathing in air, which is dark, hot, heavy, slightly claustrophobic. And we breathe out lightness, cool, white air. Now, we can identify some kind of problem. It could be shyness, irritation, loneliness, anger, depression. We imagine that we're just breathing them in. Breathing in those negative feelings, whatever that is painful. And we breathe out airiness, spaciousness. We just breathe in the feelings without any extra thoughts or stories. Just breathe in what is painful and breathe out lightness, spaciousness, relaxation. When we breathe in that problematic feelings, we are developing compassion for our own difficulties and confusion, and we breathe out spaciousness. When we breathe in what is painful, we're not blaming anyone, including ourselves. We simply breathe in what is painful. We feel the feelings and then let go of any object associated with it. We own the feelings and then breathe out airiness, spaciousness, relaxation. Here, we're cultivating compassion for ourselves. We breathe in difficult feelings. We breathe out kindness, spaciousness. Slowly, we develop an understanding that there are countless other people feeling exactly the same feelings as we do, the same painful feelings. So that the painful feeling is connecting us with all other beings. Now, as we breathe in these difficult feelings, we imagine that we are doing it on behalf of all the other beings so that they can be relieved a little bit of suffering. You imagine taking on the painful feelings of many, many people, sending them kindness, space, healing. Just let all the thoughts and feelings and impressions fade away and dissolve. And for a little while, remain in a state of awareness without thinking of anything. As we close this session, let's reconnect with our intention in joining this practice today. We can dedicate this practice towards all those we know who are experiencing discomfort. May they and all others, including ourselves, be free from all kinds of suffering. Thank you.
brings us to the end of this meditation. I hope you can take some of this calm into your day and beyond. Thank you for listening. You can read more about Tonglen at sbs.com.au/greatminds.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.